Hey guys, before you tune into this episode, I want to give you a free gift which will help you a lot to convert your prospects into high-paying customers. I'm talking about my free ebook, which will be super-duper valuable for you. The title of the ebook is Powerful Words That Sell. So grab your free copy now from the link mentioned in the description, alright? Now over to the episode for which you are here right after this intro. Hello you awesome and fantastic people. You are listening to the podcast Marketing Academy of Persuasion. I'm your host Vipul Chawla, a LinkedIn sales coach, and in this show, I will be sharing anything and everything about sales closing. I will also talk about how to grow your personal brand through LinkedIn. Alright? My every episode will be garnished with business motivation and loads and loads of value for you. If you want to know how I can help you to elevate your business without spending a single dollar on ads, then visit my website consultwithvipul.com. No one will ever say, we don't focus on the customer. So why so many marketers fail at customer empathy and how you can fix it? Alright? Surprisingly, the more empathetic the marketers felt, the worse they did on predicting customer preferences and motivations. And they failed. Marketers use their own biases and personal preferences to predict that what will appeal to the customers. I know it's crazy, right? You have to develop awareness about your own preferences to help you stay back and apply customer empathy better. Alright? Now the question is, why customer empathy is very essential? See, everyone makes their decisions emotionally. As marketers, we are almost self-centered to a fault when we approach customers. Today, we have more ways of reaching our customers. We have more channels and more content than ever before. But connecting with our customers has never been harder. That's why I believe empathy is a superpower. It is a superpower for sellers and marketers to connect, to understand another person's feeling and experience. If we can do that, then we can relate. Alright? See, the problem is our personal assumptions kill empathy. And we don't even realize that we are doing it. This is the biggest problem, alright? Please understand this. So how you can fix the customer empathy gap? See, you have to focus on building a connection before you focus on conversion, alright? You have to ask yourself, is what you are communicating really grounded in customer insights? You have to understand the core emotional motivators of your customers. You have to design messages and experiences that resonate with these core emotional drivers. Alright? You have to use agile testing to get actionable customer motivation insights. And you have to transfer customer insights to different channels and scale up results. I wish you all the very best for your future sales. Alright guys, thank you so much for investing your precious time till the end of this episode. It really means the world to me. Thanks a ton once again. I want to tell you that I am mostly active on LinkedIn, and you can also follow me and be a part of my LinkedIn family.
My followers are close to 30,000 people right now. One last thing, if you took any value from my content, then kindly go to my podcast episodes or my Apple podcast over there. Just write a review. Write a review and kindly subscribe to my podcast to get updates about upcoming episodes as well. Alright? So that's it for this episode, and I'm looking forward to have you on the next one. This is your host Vipul signing off from your own show, Marketing Academy of Persuasion. Take very good care of yourself, and I love you all.